Everybody, it's Tony Robbins.
Hey guys, I'm Audrina Patrick.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
You're on the Hollywood Raw podcast.
You're watching Hollywood Raw.
You're listening to and watching Hollywood Raw.
This is the Hollywood Raw podcast, hosted by entertainment veteran Dax Holt and street journalist Adam Glynn. The podcast humanizing Hollywood. From celebrities to media moguls, even paparazzi and bodyguards have come to break news, break their silence, or just have a great conversation on Hollywood Raw. If they're on Hollywood Raw, there's a reason. From Page Six to TMZ, Daily Mail, and People Magazine, everyone is talking about the Hollywood Raw podcast with Dax Holt and Adam Glynn.
Welcome to the Hollywood Raw podcast. Soy Vax Holt. That is Adam Glynn. What's up, buddy?
How are you? Good to see you. Welcome to the Hollywood Raw podcast, everyone. We are an entertainment news podcast where we cover all aspects, reveal the fourth wall of the entertainment news industry. I am good. I am back. I just landed back from LA. I was there for a week. Now I'm home for 3 days, and then I go to Miami for a month. Why? Because this is the life of a rich person. No, I am mooching off. Dude, I was crashed on a couch.
I was going to say a vagabond, but you in with rich person, whatever.
Yeah, no, get out of here. I'm a nomad right now. I'm just crashing on couches right now for the past I did that in LA, and now I'm going to Miami for 3 weeks. I'm going to be there for Art Basel.
Oh,
are you familiar with Art Basel?
I've never been. I mean, I've reported on it. I've covered it. Because it's like one of those things that like everyone goes to, and I don't even know why. Like, are people really buying these, you know, $100,000 art paintings and stuff? I think it's just a place to be seen in the middle of winter.
Yeah. It's just a scene. It's just a scene, but there's a lot of people going there. I just don't like being in New York this time of year. First off, like, it's cold. That's number one. It's cold. It's just, the sun goes down so early. It's just not healthy for me, at least. Like, I have such seasonal depression because I wear so many layers, and it's just not, it's not fun. You can't, like, I ride a bike. I can't really ride a bike in the city because it's just so cold. The wind blowing your face. Number
you know
two,
funny? Let me tell you, coming from a California perspective, is when you guys layer up, you guys look so cool. Like, your big coats with like the sweater underneath it. We can't ever wear that crap here because it doesn't ever get cold enough. And I know it sounds funny coming from the other side of the country, but I sometimes look at the style in New York and I'm like, God, you guys all look so cool walking around in your cool jackets. And then I've got a closet full of cool jackets that I can never put on because I'm too hot all the time.
Yeah, no, it stinks, dude. And you know what the thing is you don't realize about these jackets? And it's not just mine. It's everyone's. Everyone's jacket smells. You don't wash your jacket a lot, you know, like no matter what, there's always a smell to jackets. Like, nobody washes their jackets every year. You're lucky if someone washes their jacket maybe once a year, I think, at least in New York. So it's just, it's cold. There's so many layers. I'm like a bear. If I get an itch on my back, I'm rubbing against poles. And I tried like riding my bike last week in the cold, and like the wind is coming in my eyes. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to spot celebrities for my job this time of year.
When they're all bundled up.
And then also, lastly, the Christmas tree is terrible.
What do you mean? Down in the
Rockefeller Center?
Rockefeller, yeah.
Yeah, why? Rockefeller Center, the Christmas tree is the worst. The traffic is miserable. It's miserable. You can't get around. It's just the crowds and everything where you try to avoid that area at all, you know, at all times. It's just so bad. So I can't wait. So they cut that tree down. I try to actually, like, not even go in that area until that tree is down.
Everyone else is
angry.
It's so funny. Everyone else is so excited to see it. And you're like, get that fucking Christmas tree out of here so I can move.
Cut it down. Move it to, like, Central Park. Just get everyone away because I just got to move around. And it's like NBC and a lot of celebrities go in and out. So I'm just dealing with it. But I was just in LA. LA is so nice. I saw you.
Yes, you did. And we'll get into it. I had no idea that you were going to come surprise me. So that was pretty fun. By the way, excuse my random coughs. I've got one of those, like, you know, you're getting out of a cold and you've got that like post nasal drip. And the more you think about it, the more you need to cough. And you're trying to think like, don't cough, don't cough, don't cough. And then the more it tickles, I'm in that phase right now. So I'm trying really hard not to just hack through this entire podcast. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. So I, actually, let's read a review. You know, we're just kind of rambling right now. Do you have a review?
I got a review, of course. Don't ask me questions you know the answers to, Adam. All right, this one comes from Corey Fascio, I believe is how you say your name. Corey, sorry if I butchered your name. 5 stars. Made a Believer Out of Me is the title. I never got into pop culture much until recently, discovered the Hollywood Raw podcast, and now not only do I look forward to hearing what's new in the world of entertainment, I look forward to the banter between these two guys who keep it fresh and interesting. Thanks, Corey. Perfect review.
Thank you, Corey. Love I it. Appreciate love it, love that. It. Thank you for that. Keep the reviews coming in, guys. Again, if you leave a review, we'll actually read your review live on air. But yeah, I was in LA for a few days. I had a huge meeting. I can't tell you who the meeting was with. But I had a very big meeting out there.
You don't want to say it, Cher? You're going to just keep that to yourself?
I can't say who it was. It's one of those things that
I just said it. It's Cher, guys.
I thought you said Cher. I was like, yeah, Cher. Okay. I was going to roll over that. Okay, yes. I met with Cher, and I'm basically creating her own mesh pants, like those pants she used to wear.
She's looking for another younger boyfriend.
She's looking for she's looking for someone to help her design her chaps. Remember she wore those chaps in that video? That's the only thing. I have very few moments of – did I ever tell you how I met Cher?
You said you like ran into her randomly in the middle of the street and she looked like a unicorn or something.
Dude, it was insane. It was during, I think it was like a bunch of protests going on in New York City. Everyone was protesting. I forget which protest because every week there's a different protest. But I got down some random street and she was just standing there by herself, but she was dolled up. And it was the most surreal thing. I was like, are you Cher? Like,
I've got a question for you. We never
talked. Emerson was an impersonator, but yeah.
How did she look close up, like in person?
She looked like Cher. Like, she looked good, but she looked like mm-hmm. Cher. It wasn't like she was like caked on makeup or anything.
Yeah.
She looked like Cher. But she has this look where if you saw a woman who looked like Cher, you would actually think it's an impersonator.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like, she's.
Yeah. Like, you. Like
it's just random. She's not a real person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I honestly thought it was an impersonator. In fact, it still could be an impersonator. I don't know. I don't know. But she was actually very nice. But it was just so random. She didn't have security with her. She was like maybe had a friend with her. It was very
okay. Then that's definitely an impersonator. Share with no security. Does that even sound possible?
Dude, I still don't even know. It's so funny because I don't even know if it's still Cher, but I believe it was because it was like these protests and she was like in this area that you kind of weren't supposed to be. But, you know, so again, back to LA. Hold on. You know, when I go to LA, and I don't know if you're like this, Dax, when you travel out east, but I'll get into the celebrity thing and the meeting and stuff. But when I go to LA, every time I travel in the airport, especially, all mm-hmm. I do is look for celebrities.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Do you do that?
100%. And the flights back and forth between New York and LA are the flights that I've seen the most celebrities on. I think that's probably like the most common route people going out for, you know, late shows and morning shows and stuff like that. That those flights, no matter. And I would say American Airlines is the number one for seeing celebs going from New York to LA.
Then
and
Delta.
Then maybe Delta, yeah.
Yeah, American, then Delta. I even know the numbers. Delta, American Airlines, 181. Like, I even know the flight numbers because I've done it for so long and tracked those flights. But, yeah, American Airlines, Delta. I fly United because I fly out of Newark. But it's the way Newark United set up. I usually get to the airport pretty late, so I never get to see, like, the first boarding group, which mm-hmm. is usually the first class. And the way United is, like, that wing of first class, you don't walk through. You just kind of take a right, and they're like in their own little wing. So I never see that group. But I didn't see any celebrities at the airport this time. Last time I was at the airport, Cedric the Entertainer was on my flight. So that's right. Like right away, I get off the plane. I'm looking, especially LAX, I'm looking for celebrities. And then I had some time to kill before this meeting. So I drove by Rodeo Drive. I drove by Cannon. I drove by Rodeo. And as I'm driving through Cannon, I see like the TMZ girl looking for celebrities. She walks right by one of the biggest tennis players in the world. This guy, Nick Kyrgios, whatever. He's like this guy. He's this tennis player that takes his racket. He goes nuts during his matches. He's kind of like the new John McEnroe. Really like fun, interesting guy. But she walked right by him. I was like, fuck. I jumped out of my car and got a photo with him. Super nice guy. And then I started driving down the street a little bit more, and I ran into the Nelk Boys, which are like big YouTube stars.
Yeah, huge.
And it like they're I just see them. I'm like, yo, and they're like, yo. It was just so funny to see them on the other side of a country, because it's one thing in New York, but when you're on the other side of a country and you run into them, it's kind of cool and it's mm-hmm. exciting. And these guys I always run into, which is pretty cool because I'm a fan of these guys. And it's just fun to always run into these guys from Miami, Arizona, LA, New York, even like when they like random times in New York.
What do you guys talk about then?
Just talk. We just BS. But this time they were like actually waiting for an Uber, and I was driving by in my rental car and I saw them. And it was just like so funny and so quick.
Why didn't you pick them up then?
Honestly, I thought, but the cars were honking behind me. I felt weird. It was like, yeah. Like it was just like a weird thing. And they were honestly, you could tell they were like waiting for their Uber. It wasn't like they were just like trying to get an Uber. They're like looking for their Uber. Mm-hmm. The cars were honking behind me, but Canon's like one of those drives. LA is just such a vibe, man. I'm telling you, I know a lot of people listen to this podcast. They've been to LA, or they maybe never been, but it's such a show.
Why do like, you say that though? I'm just curious because I'm so used to it. So I'm curious what when you come here, what you think is a vibe.
Well, let me ask you this, Dex. You're in Orange County. Do you see a massive difference between Orange County and LA, or is it still sort of like showy in Orange County still?
Oh, God. Orange County is really showy. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
There's a.
I'm not really an Orange County veteran, so you know more better than I do.
There's a ton of money, and I mean, I think that's there's a reason there's a Housewives of Beverly Hills and a Housewives of Orange County, because they both are extravagant in their own right. But I would say that, you know, when you're driving through Rodeo and stuff, yeah, that's a whole nother world. That, and there's a whole nother level of finance up there because people are so rich. And you go into a store that is on Rodeo and it has three shirts hanging on the rack, and you know each shirt has to be $20,000 to have a store open. So yeah, I think there's the level of wealth up there is out of control.
Yeah, and they want to show off their cars, and you dress up. It's like you're rich and you're proud, and you also want to see other rich people. And it's funny, I went to dinner at this place called Wally's one night, and very good place. It's right off where it was on Cannon, and we had a table right near sort of like the door. So I positioned myself in a way that I could see who was coming in and out. I was trying to find a celebrity coming in and out of the restaurant, and I didn't. But then one of the people at the table knew the manager, and the manager said that Justin Bieber was in the back and the private room. So I'm like, man, did I miss him? Did he walk in? So that was like bothering. I just wanted to see Justin Bieber. I wasn't gonna like pull out my phone and video him. I just wanted to see a celebrity while I'm there.
Yeah.
And like I went to the bathroom. I didn't see anything. Then I waited in the bathroom for about 25 minutes in case Justin went to the bathroom. I know, but I was like waiting to see it. But apparently like when Bieber, Drake, Post Malone, they all go there, they're like one of the few, you know, there's a few celebrities they could call ahead. They'll open the back door for them and let them come in like unnoticed. But like, if you're going to go, in my opinion, if you're going to go through all that work, why don't you just like, I don't know, like, is it still worth going out to dinner? Like, why don't you just have them, you know,
cater
you have
it
chefs,
to your house or something?
Like, do it at your place. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is, like going to a restaurant room.
If you can get that kind of access, isn't it kind of cool? Like if you call up a restaurant and because you want the service, you want it hot off the whatever grill or whatever the hell they cook there. But like you want the experience without the hassle. That's the way to do it, right? Like you walk in a back door, they open up the restaurant to you. You go straight to a table. You don't wait. You're not seen. And then you just enjoy the evening. I mean, shit, if I had that kind of access, I'd utilize it.
I mean, my bill was pretty expensive. So, but I write that off. But
wait, did you go with anyone?
No, I went with my buddy. I went with my buddy from.
MTV.
Yeah, I went with my buddy Kenny, who was actually on MTV The Challenge back in the day, and a few of his friends. And I was just like, I actually crashed at his hotel room, so I had to like. I don't know. It was fine. I went to dinner with him because I was crashing in his hotel room. So I didn't really go with anybody cool. No, I wish I went with a celebrity, but yeah, it was nothing. His friends, not, you know, I don't want to say now my friends. I'm never going to talk to these people again. Let's be real. But I only can imagine when Justin Bieber goes to the private room, like he just wants to have a nice out, but a nice dinner, but pre-private, it's going to cost him like a little under, I guess you know, four people, it's going to cost them at least $2,500, $5,000 he's going to pay to have that thing. You don't think so?
You're saying just because he's in a private room?
Yeah, private room. He's going to go out to dinner. He's not going to, he's not going there just for a burger.
They're not going to charge him extra for that room back there. No way. I think that if he's ordering fancy wines and all that kind of stuff, it makes it worth it for the restaurant to open up the private room. I don't think they're charging him extra for it.
Okay. But Justin Bieber, who could afford it, anything he wants.
100%.
Yeah. He's, you know, an easy Saturday night dinners cost him. How much would you say? Him and Haley, they go out to dinner. How much do you think that's costing them?
It's going
to
be if they decide to order the most expensive bottle of wine on the menu. That's where it's going to rack up.
So here's the thing. Justin Bieber goes out to dinner. And he wants to have wine. Do you think Justin orders a bottle, or does he order it by the glass?
A bottle. I think that would make sense.
Even though he's going to have a glass, who knows if he's going to drink more. You know, two people, they're not going to finish a bottle of wine because it is a lot of wine. They might just have a glass each.
Who are you talking to, bro? There's a lot of bottles of wine me and my wife have finished at restaurants.
Okay. I don't know. I was just like, I'm a glass guy. I'm never buying the bottle. But luckily in Jersey, actually, it's a bring your own bottle in Jersey.
We have that at a couple restaurants too.
Yeah. Some restaurants you have to buy the bottle, but most restaurants in Jersey, I would say
you just got the corkage fee bottle, or whatever.
Which saves you a ton of money. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So I'm also out in California, and I have this big meeting. Again, I can't really get into what it is and stuff like that. It's just.
Can I just ask one question? Was there a celebrity involved in your meeting?
Yes. Yes.
Multiple celebrities?
Yes.
Hmm.
Not megastars. Okay. You know, not like superstars, but to me, very big celebrities. But this is how out of fish out of water I am. Okay. I'm waiting for the address where we're supposed to meet. And, I get the address and I at first I'm thinking we're going to a restaurant. Sure enough, we're going to a house. I'm like, okay, this is pretty crazy. Oh. And when I go to the house, it's in Beverly Hills. And it's one of those houses in Beverly Hills that has the bushes all in front. You know what I mean?
The big bushes, gate and fencing?
The gate, the bushes. You can't even see the house. And it has the walls, the doors that open up to kind of go in. The gates.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how to get into those houses. Even when it gets to the intercom, I have such anxiety. I don't know what to do. And now it's in my head. When I walk into the celebrity's home, do I take my sneakers off? I don't want to be weird.
You just got to follow what they're doing. If they got their shoes on, you leave your shoes on. If they took their shoes off, you take your shoes off.
Dude, but I had such anxiety the entire thing. What do I do? Do I bring a gift? Now I'm in my head. It's at a house. Should I brought a bottle of wine? Should I brought a gift? And I didn't. But now I'm like, damn it. Anyway, I hit the intercom and they're like, hello? I was like, yeah. Hi, this is Adam. I'm like, oh, right this way. The door opens up. Okay. The gates open up. And there's a guy there. Not one of the people I'm supposed to see. I'm like, hey, how are you? He's like, hi. I was like, are you valet? And the guy's like, no, I'm security. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay.
By the way, what kind of rental car did you have driving into this
IKEA?
Fine estate? An IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA. But it was nice. It was 2020. Okay. So it looks white. It was shiny, but it wasn't in good shape. So I'm IKEA and I pull into the driveway and then the guy's standing there and I'm like, do you want my keys? He's like, dude, I'm not valet. Go take your keys. Go inside. I was so embarrassed. And I just knocked on the door, this huge house. And the person opened up and their shoes were off. I took my shoes off and kind of hung out all night. So, I mean, you take these meetings, dude, and, they have more leverage because obviously they're very successful. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you meet with these huge people and you hope that something goes well. And in my head, I went through all these scenarios. I envisioned, I go through this meeting. It goes great. You dream of it. And then all of a sudden you walk out and we're the best of friends. I'm like, this is the job. You got the, and it wasn't bad by any means, but I didn't go, I walk out of there man, I got a job. I mean, there's potential, But
so if you know,
it's kind of depressing in a way. I'm not gonna lie, like because you, it didn't go what you like were fully dreaming of.
Yeah. But if you could estimate how much the house was worth, what would you say? I'm just trying to figure out level of celebrity we're talking here.
$12 million.
Oh, $12 million house.
Is that? Let me ask you, Dax. And it's kind of random. What's the most expensive house you've ever been in?
That is a great question. I'm going to say a $50 million house.
You've been in a $50 million house?
It was a billionaire's house, yeah.
Can you tell me who or not?
You wouldn't know the person. He's like a financial person here in Orange County.
And what were you doing there?
A party.
A party? Was it just insane or...
Yeah, the house was just ridiculous. Like, it, they had their own, like a cul-de-sac ended, and they had like the whole cul-de-sac. You know what I'm saying? Like the house just kind of wraps around, but then it's in the same like communities where Kobe used to live.
Okay.
So it just kind of wrapped around and overlooked the ocean in Newport Bluffs. It was out of control house.
But was it had a view too?
Oh, the whole thing. Yeah. It's like up on the cliffs overlooking the ocean.
Oh my God. Incredible.
So I'm going to say 50 million minimum on that house.
Wow. I've never been in a $50 million house. I've never been to mine was maybe 17 in the Hamptons. $17 million in the Hamptons. I've been in some Hamptons houses that are probably like, cause the Hamptons are so expensive because it's not, and that's why, but it was a beautiful home, very new, nice. But I went to a house in the Hamptons for probably like a couple million. But the cool part is they had a pool, and then there was a hard top on the pool. So when they don't want to use the pool, they just push a button and the hard thing comes over the pool and you don't see the pool. Like so a screen comes out of nowhere. So you can actually walk on the pool. It's not like it's
Did I tell you about a house? So I went to another house in Newport. This guy is into like he does all this like AV computer stuff and sound equipment. We went to a pool party and they had music blasting in the backyard, and I jumped into the pool and I could hear the music underwater because they had underwater speakers. That shit was so cool. So and then I was like, I am so poor. Like I don't even know what it's like to hear music underwater. That's how poor I am. God damn.
So I actually just got invited. Well, I think I'm still figuring out the details. An underwater concert.
What does that even mean?
So I guess they're going to give you like snorkel gear and scuba gear, and they're going to play music underwater in a pool, and they're going to have like a DJ playing speakers underwater, and that's the concert. So everyone's like hanging out in scuba gear and like,
okay, and that's just underwater. Stupid.
It's stupid. Actually, I don't think I'm going to go because I can't go too deep underwater because my ears pop because I'm such a loser.
But like that's kind of a dumb idea. I'm sorry. Like I'm all for raves and weird locations in the forest on boats, whatever. But like, really, you're going to make me suit up and then go underwater so I can hear the music?
Yeah. No, I'm not excited for it. It's one of those things where I'm like, I don't really, if all the cool things you could have done, this is not the most exciting thing you could.
Yeah. Okay.
Done.
Sorry. Get back to your inner of your meeting.
No, but that was it. That was the meeting. So, I mean, cool. I mean, it was just interesting to be in one of those houses, like one of those Beverly Hills houses. I've never been essentially in one of the Beverly Hills homes. Like this was like MTV crib style home.
What major street was it off of in LA?
Off Sunset. No, I don't want to say what street. Because I don't want to make it weird. But like you know the Beverly Hills homes off of Sunset. I mean, not far off the strip. So that's the crazy thing. Is like right off the Sunset Strip, which can be a little rough or grimy, is these crazy homes. Nowhere else I went to because I needed to piss and I just wanted to kill some time. I just wanted to check out. I walked into Beverly Hills Hilton.
Yeah. Nice.
Is it? Wait, it's a Hilton, right?
Are you talking about the Beverly Hills Hotel or the Hilton?
Beverly Hills Hotel. Sorry, the Beverly Hills Hotel.
The pink one.
Yes.
They got nice bathrooms there too.
Dude, I've done that. The Beverly Hills Hotel is cool. It's nice. It's what you want LA to be. Like when you picture Beverly Hills, a hotel in Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, it's a really nice hotel. And there's a bunch of guys there. I didn't see any celebrities. However, I felt like I saw a bunch of people that have been on stage at the Academy Awards. Like they're the ones hugging everyone and they're on stage, but you don't know who they are. I saw those people there.
You know? So it was, they have a restaurant there that a lot of celebs go to. Yeah, the Polo Bar.
Yeah, the Polo Bar. So I walked into the Polo Bar. I walked in.
And you didn't see anyone?
I didn't take a big lap because I was like wearing like a hoodie and shorts and everyone's like dressed up. And the hostess was like, can I help you? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just trying to meet up some real quick.
Let me tell you the thing. Here in L.A., those are some of the most like richest people in L.A. are the ones walking around in the sweatpants because they don't give a fuck because they screw you.
No, for sure. They dressed down. But the place, everyone inside was dressed up like blazers and everyone was dialed up. And this was like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And I took like a quick glance to see if I could spot someone. But I didn't want to make it weird. But I just wanted to experience that. Because that's where they do the Academy Awards, right?
No.
No, what award show did they do?
You're thinking of the Beverly Hilton, which is
a different,
and that's where they do the Golden Globes.
Got you. That makes sense.
So the Beverly Hills Hotel is the pink one that has the Polo Lounge, and that's the one where you see a lot of people. Kim Kardashian has lunch there, Paris, like everyone goes and has like mimosas at the Polo Lounge.
Yeah, it's really fancy. It's really nice. Like it's one of those things where you go to – you know, I guess have big meeting. It's, I would tell someone if you're just in LA, like maybe, and you're really trying to like get the whole experience, take a quick walk through. Cause just to feel what that wealth and what the celebrities are kind of living.
We used to love to go there. Like with my family, we'd go there, use the bathroom and then like steal their little like towels. Cause they have little monogrammed.
Yeah.
Really nice drawing hand towels, and we were like, and time to take these because they're dope.
Yeah, I get it. Honestly, I was like trying to see if there was like a merch thing. I would have bought merch from there. Yeah. Like it was like, it's just cool. It's a vibe. It's super nice, but you just tell it's so expensive. And there's just so much money out there. There's so much money. It's got to be like grandfathered in somehow. I don't know. Yeah. I did
a red carpet in the early days of TMZ there because they would have different events. Parties and this and that. And I remember interviewing Dakota Fanning at the Beverly Hills Hotel, like on those front steps. You know, it's got the green awning. It's very famous little entrance. And I remember having to get down on my knees to interview her because she was so young at that time.
Yeah, no, it's cool. But you know what the crazy part? It was just a really crazy week for me because in the last week, like I kind of mentioned before, I kind of got a little wasted. I went to the Knicks game the night before I went to LA.
You didn't finish your story about when you surprised me.
Oh, sorry. So we spoke on the phone and we spoke on the phone. Obviously, we were talking, but you're a little bit away from LA.
A good hour away from LA.
I wasn't going to make you drive up to LA just to see me, and I had another friend in Orange County, and I had another work thing that I could do in Orange County. So I was like, you know what, rather than have my friend come up to LA, I'm gonna stop by, surprise you in Orange County, come by your office. I had to Google your office. It was I had to do some digging to find your office. It's not the easiest way to find your address. And I just walked into your office one day.
I had just gotten out of a meeting and you walked into my office. I was like, what the fuck is happening? I did not expect to see you at all. You just walked around the corner. You're like, hey, give me a tour. Let's do this. So I was pretty sure. I feel like I was caught off guard as I'm giving you a tour of the place. I'm like still trying to be like, wrap my mind around the fact that you're standing in my office, which was pretty funny.
I actually debated reaching out to your wife. And like, if your kid had a soccer game, I was going to reach out to your wife and surprise you at the soccer game and start rooting for your kid, like right next to you. Like, well, come on. Like, who's this guy rooting for my kid? And I take off my hood. He's like, what are you doing here? There's so many things I thought in my head, but yeah. So I
gave you the tour. What'd you think of the office, by the way? We're talking about the Trophy Smack headquarters, by the way.
Yeah. So Dax, obviously, if you don't know, Dax is another company called Trophy Smack. That's a Mark Cuban company as well. They made a deal on Shark Tank and they do e-commerce of trophies. Trophy Smack is called. And the office is insane. Like Dax, and I'm not saying this because Dax is my podcast partner, my friend. I'm saying because it's a real business. It's a business, and Dax runs, it's one of the guys who helps, like one of the lead guys, he runs the business. And it's these guys, it's a plant. These guys are pumping away these cool trophies and stuff, and it's well decorated, it's well designed. But for me, the coolest part is on the upstairs of Dax's office, he's got a legit bowling alley. Like you can you can actually bowl. This is not like something you could buy at Dick's Sporting Goods and it's like, oh, let's play bowl. No, he has bowling. He's a bowling alley on top. Actually, if you're downstairs, if you're working, can you hear the people bowling upstairs?
Oh, yeah. So the bowling alley literally goes across. So Matt's office, my business partner, his office is right below where you would kind of like let the ball go when it hits the bowling alley. And my office is underneath where it would hit the pins. And so there is a rule of absolutely no bowling during work hours because we wouldn't be able to get anything done. The second you turn that thing on, it's a beast. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, like it's a big ass machine up there.
Yeah, it's so heavy. It's thick. It's legit.
It's literally a Brunswick bowling machine. So what you see in a bowling alley is we have two lanes that are pulled out of like a regular bowling alley and put upstairs.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. So I just got to see, it was good to see you, bud. Good to see your new office.
Yeah. Thanks for driving down.
Yeah. So it was good to see that. Then I hung out with a friend in Orange County. Then I went back uptown and I went back to LA, hung out on the beach for a while. So it was cool. Good place to get vitamin D. I love it. But I was saying before I even went to LA, I drink. I drink, but I don't like drink as much as I do. I don't put myself in the situations where I drink a lot anymore or binge drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, if I have two drinks a month, that's probably on average. It's like random. If I'm at dinner, I'll have a glass of wine. Maybe after a show, I'll have a beer. I don't know. I kind of drink randomly. I'm never like drinking, but I went with a buddy. I called the Knicks. So comedian Jared Fried, who some people know from in our Facebook group, I said to him, "Hey, let's go."
You mentioned this briefly on the other day, right?
Yeah. So, but going to the Knicks game.
Are you going
to
give me a full rundown of everything? Because that's what I really want to hear.
Yeah. So going to a Knicks game, we went as like the celebrity experience.
Yeah.
And Dax, man. I don't know if the Lakers do it like the Knicks do, like if the celebrities get free tickets, maybe. But there's so many celebrities 100%. In LA. Yeah, but there's so many celebrities in LA who want free tickets. I got to imagine it would be a little bit more competitive to get those seats. A little bit harder.
I think
because you're getting the Knicks give it to like random celebrities, where the Lakers, that's where everyone lives. And there's so many celebrities. You could have 200 celebrities at a game. And like,
New York is still a hotbed for celebrities too. What are you talking about?
Well, we don't get it. We don't have as many. But anyway, so we got like these VIP tickets to the Knicks. We go there, and first we get to go in through a private entrance, and they have someone greet you at the door. Like, oh hey, blah blah blah. Hey, welcome. Let me bring you upstairs. Coat check.
These are probably the same people that see you outside filming. So when they come to meet you at the door and let you in, are they like, why are you coming in?
They're all looking at each other like, that's him. But like, I'm not wearing a hat. They're like, hey, what is he doing? I'm like, guys, I made it. A few of the people are very cool about it. One guy was like really pissed off. And I think he was almost going to tell on me like, hey, this guy shouldn't be here. I'm like, come on, man, just let me go enjoy myself. But they bring you to the section, like they greet you at the door. They give you your own greeter, brings you to a room where they coat check, which is super nice to have a coat check. So you don't bring your coat to a game, you know, like you can relax. Coat check, they give you a towel. Then they seat you like how many? Two people? We'll seat you. And they seat you in the room. And the room is like,
What do you mean seat you in the room? Is like a lounge?
A lounge where there's a buffet of food and a bar and take whatever you want. Which is weird because it's free drinks in the room and you could take the drinks to the inside to the garden, to the court. But if you want to get drinks while you're sitting at the game, you have to pay for those drinks.
Okay.
But we wanted to get wasted. Me and Jared, I didn't say wasted. We had a good time. But I drank more than I usually do and I had to get on an early flight. So, but it's when I go inside parties like this or events like this, it's surreal for me to be inside. And then I wonder what these celebrities, if they recognize me. Like, you know who I am on the street. You know I am when I have a camera in my hand, I'm on the street. Like, oh, I know who this guy is. And they don't really know my name, but they know my face and they kind of know what's going on. But I'm inside. I get like neurotic. I'm like, I don't know if they know me. But which was really cool that people actually came to me. And like out of their way to say hi to me.
To say hi?
Skylar Astin, the actor, he came up to me. really nice. He's like, hello, how are you? Nice to see you. And like, it was
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea who that is. Who is that?
Google him. You know who he is. If you Googled him.
Tyler Aston.
Yeah. Very nice guy.
excuse me.
Oh, if you Google him, you know who he is.
Gotcha.
Pitch Perfect. Yeah. So he's a, you know, very nice guy. He's done a bunch of stuff. He came up and said hi to me. Victor Cruz from the Giants came up and said hi to me. Kelly Bensimon came up to me. I mean, there wasn't like huge names this night actually in the room. I didn't want to like kind of Bloomberg was there, a billionaire was there, but there's a lot of money in the room. Like the guy who was the CEO of Verizon was there, and that's a huge deal. You know?
What is Kelly Bensimon up to these days?
So she is on Girl Strip on Bravo. It's coming back.
Oh,
and she's on one of those Girl Strips where they bring the best of or popular Real Housewives and they put them on a Girl Strip and they make a show out of it. So she's doing that. And she also does real estate. You know, she has Kelly, which is a good move for her. Kelly knows a lot of people. She's wealth, you know, she's done well herself, but her environment, the people she networks with, her surrounding circle is there's a lot of wealth there and these people have money. So she does real estate for them. So, you know, it's a good business. It's a good hustle for her, you know? So did that. So it's been a wild week. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm on Instagram watching Britney Spears. Britney Spears is, man, Dax, what are your thoughts on this whole Britney Spears situation right now?
You know what's interesting, dude? Like, so there was a time where we all covered Britney Spears, and then it got to a point where we said, all right, Britney Spears isn't healthy. Like, her mental health is in question here. Let's not cover her like we used to cover her, right? Like, it almost became like an unsaid thing in the industry of, like, she needs to help herself. So like, this needs to stop being a poke fun of situation, or people need to relax off of covering her so much. And then people did. And then it was like, free Britney. And then people are like, look, she has her freedom back. And then it became okay to like make fun of Britney again and talk about her. And I read all these articles and I feel like we're at this point where I'm going, I think people need to go back to this. We need to stop making fun of her because there's something more going on. Like, people need to have a little more compassion, I feel like, with Britney, because she's not there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's not there? So break it down. Like, so when Britney first was starting to post some, when she got emancipated. Is that the word? Emancipated, okay. Right?
Well,
is that the word
really,
that people use? When she,
because
what was the word when she got freed from
she
her
She got released
dad?
From a conservatorship. That's
emancipated. Okay. I forgot the word. She got released from her conservatorship from her father. Because at that time, let's walk back a little bit. Everyone was free Britney, free Britney. The popular thing on the internet was free Britney. And her father freed her and everyone kind of sat back. And then right away, she kind of went pretty gnarly. Is the term I would use?
Well, I think
social media.
I think that I myself also wanted to be like, okay, well, you know, I didn't think she necessarily needed to be completely freed. I think there needed to be some kind of structure there because she has dealt with mental health issues for so long. But my big thing is like, who's watching out for Britney? Like, if her dad was evil and did all these things, fine, get him out of the picture. But like, who's watching out for her best interest? Because you see this conservatorship go away, and then you see the people that she's surrounding herself with.
Well, Sam was. So after her father back, Sam was the guy.
Correct.
I guess was kind of looking out for it. Now they're no longer
there,
together.
And then that marriage goes away. And then like, who's there other than Cade, who is her manager, her best friend? He's the one you see in a lot of her videos. You see a bunch of just weird, random people that she's surrounding herself with. And I think that's not good because people are in it for a reason. They either want money, they want fame, they want something out of her. I don't think they're in it for just friendship, right? Like, and that's, you got to look at these motives that the people are surrounding yourself. So I'm going, who's looking out for Britney? At the end of the day, who the hell is looking out for Britney? Because I don't feel like she's looking out for herself. The way that she is posting on social media, I feel like someone else should be like, Britney, let's slow your roll because we need to make sure that the things that you post don't come back to haunt you at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? The media was, when Britney was originally freed, the media was all over the stories of Britney. And then obviously Sam, the wedding, they're all over that story. And then she kept posting on the internet. And I feel like the story started to slow down. Maybe because Britney started to post so much that people are starting to realize, hey, this is not a celebrity necessarily going, I don't want to say the word crazy, but like kind of acting kind of.
But no, because like when I Google headlines and I just put in, you know, Britney Spears Instagram, it's like Britney Spears goes fully naked on Instagram. Britney Spears dancing with knives again. Britney Spears. What else? Britney Spears makes fish-like faces, flaunts breasts, and bizarre new IG video. Like, they're covering this because it's not mentally stable, right? Like, don't you think that we should all kind of pull back collectively and kind of let her not take herself completely out of, you know, and just be a mockery? Like, I don't know. I feel bad for her, man.
But no, so, yes, you are right. But at what point does the media, from your experience, start to say, hey, we're going to slow down doing this because this is becoming a very serious mental health issue and they don't want to be involved?
They're not going to do it until the public says stop covering her. Like, there needs to be some kind of upcry or outcry for, hey, she's not healthy. Stop covering her like you used to. Stop vilifying her.
So the public has to basically say stuff.
I think so, because the problem is, the media does stories because it gets traction and because it gets attention, and they're only posting stuff because that's what the public is craving. But until the public as a whole goes, this is not okay anymore, like we did with Amanda Bynes, like we did with Britney Spears the first time, they're going to keep posting it.
So would your hope be to tell the Britney fan base, the Britney audience, to kind of all speak up and kind of get the internet going and get that viral moment where we're all saying, media, stop covering Britney. Yes, we will continue to follow her on Instagram, but stop giving this story gas because this is someone that needs general, like, you don't want to promote, how should I say this? It's hard because it's, people get very sensitive when it comes to mental health issues. So
I think that the hard part is, like, I want Britney to just get off Instagram. I want her to get healthy, or I want her to, you know,
Instagram, but Instagram's not the issue. It's not helping the issue, but it's not,
but
you don't want to see
what I'm seeing. Like, I open up my Instagram and hers is one of the first ones that pops up on my feed almost every time. And, you know, again, I want her to feel empowered and feel sexy about her body. But on the other hand, I'm like, I feel like I just opened up an OnlyFans app. You know what I'm saying? Like, she is literally rolling around naked every time. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one who's like more worried about her image than she is. You know what I'm saying? I think about if she was totally all there, would she want to be doing what she's doing? I don't know.
I mean, her kids from the outside looking in seem like they're just like, they don't want that type of attention. I mean, this is their mom. They're not young kids anymore. These are
from her completely.
Yeah. These are not young children anymore. These are, you know, they're almost 18 years old, or they could be 18 around there now. So it's, they know what's going on and they don't want have anything to do with it. So you would hope that Britney would kind of, like, change her ways to be like, hey, I need to be involved in my children's life or be as a mother. It's one thing having fun, but also.
I think that's my wish for Britney, was that she was able to, like, rebuild that relationship with her kids, you know, like, stop the posting on Instagram. If it's embarrassing your children, stop posting on Instagram. And work on that relationship, because that relationship is so much more valuable and important than any other relationship in this world. Like the mother-child relationship, it is very sad. And I think a lot of her struggles are because that relationship is not there. I think that she has mentally struggled with that lack of mother-child relationship and how it was kind of taken away and she had no control over it and all that stuff. But I want, like, I don't feel like there's any progress being made to fix it either right now.
One celebrity who's really good, that's similar to Britney in a way, because mm-hmm. they kind of came in the same generation, that's really good as far as handling the media. And we only see this person in like kind of glimpses, is Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera, who they came up together, same kind of class. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Britney was, you know, the bigger star, but Christina was a star in herself. It's crazy how you don't ever see paparazzi photos of Christina Aguilera for the most part. You don't see much about her.
She comes out like,
oh my God. Yeah, she doesn't step out, but she still goes to the supermarket. She still goes to probably restaurants. And you just don't ever see anything about her, which is...
Well, dude, I think the difference is she doesn't do as much crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not out here doing wild things, causing headlines, and so she doesn't have paparazzi sitting there following her every move. And yeah. I think that's how it should be. If you don't have controversy all the time, the paparazzi leave you alone and only get you kind of when you want to be seen.
Exactly, but... Google Christina Aguilera. Did you see the photos of her last week?
I did.
And it's funny. We don't see her often, but then finally she comes back with this photo. Everyone's like, man, look at Christina Aguilera. And the
did
photo.
Did you think she looked that strange? I feel like that was makeup that made her look a little different. Because like I've seen that numerous times where people are like, oh my God, they've had all this plastic surgery. They look so different. I'm like, now they got makeup on and they contoured a little different and they look different, but not like they
her make but their you know she up. Always Christina was a person who always wore makeup, you know, the eye makeup, the eyeshadow, all that stuff. So I think she has got maybe a few injections, possibly. I mean, but she seems like a girl who stays out of the sun as well. So mm-hmm. She's older, I think. You know, Christina Aguilera is 42 years old.
So question. Did you think she looked good or not good in this foot in that video?
I thought she looked good. Yeah, I thought she looked good. But people are they jumped right away. Oh, she got work done on her face. And even if she did, who cares? But I guess the question is, she got so much work, she's unrecognizable. And
I disagree. She didn't look unrecognizable. She looked good. She didn't look that strange to me. I could tell that it was Christina. She just looked like she had a new makeup lady, in my opinion. I don't know.
No, she looks good. And actually, she's on her Instagram. Like, Christina Aguilera looks great on her. Like, she does a great job with her Instagram. It's just,
yeah,
it's like a very sexy, sleek, you know, she's good at it. She's good on Instagram, you know, and able to control her image or the way people look at her. But and the other side also, Jessica Simpson was shown last week and people are jumping on Jessica Simpson, you know, on how she looks and what has she done. And again, I'm not the person, I don't judge either way. I don't care either way if he did anything. I am all about like, dude, go do what makes you feel good. Well, you know, look good, feel good, go for it. Part of me also questions though, I'm just curious in what you did just so I can learn about it, you know, because sometimes they do things that you don't know about, like The Rock, for example. Mm-hmm. The Rock, oh, after 50, still looks incredible. I don't care if he did steroids. I don't care if you do HGH, testosterone. I don't judge that. Just tell me what you're doing so I can learn more about it, you know. And I know he doesn't want to maybe tell some people what he's doing in case it's, you know, he doesn't want people to damage their own bodies because they might get some sort of injection that it's not as quality or not have the right person do it. The Rock, obviously, if he is doing something, he has the right team around him. He doesn't want to promote other
people. I just
want to
know what Paul Rudd is doing. How does that man not age?
Paul Rudd. I actually want to see the latest photos of Paul Rudd to see.
Paul Rudd
looks good.
Has looked the same for the last 30 years. He does not age. They put up photos of people who are his age, like side by side. It's so crazy.
But here's the thing is, Dex, if you are an actor, you're successful.
Yeah.
You have enough money coming in where you could eat the right food. You could, even if you have family, you could have a nanny or two to kind of take that stress off you. So mm-hmm. you can relax a little bit more instead of, you know, damaging your body. I think maybe that's it. What you say, right? That's the only thing I could say what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, most
maybe he's done some other things or hacks.
But like Paul Rudd looks the same now as he did in Clueless. Like, how is that possible?
He probably looks better than he did in Clueless. Yeah, he looks great. 54 years old. 54 years old. Clueless came out in 1995. Paul Rudd still looks great.
So cool.
Sexiest
he
man.
He found the fountain of youth, or a really good doctor, or just doesn't age. Just great genetics. I don't know. I would like to know the truth behind some of these people in Hollywood, especially the men who we all give credit for. Like, oh, these men look, you know, they don't age, blah, blah. In reality, there's a lot of dudes going, you know, getting their Botox, going under the knife. It's not as common. So people don't point the finger at them, you know,
Men
saying that they get it done.
Yeah. The men don't speak up. And I can't speak for women because women, but, oh, she's so pretty, but she got work done. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, they might've got work done, but I don't care. Like, just tell me what you did so I could just learn about it and know that there is some sort of thing out there that they could do, you know? Like, I even thought about, like, if I'm talking to people about getting a penis deduction, you know, let me know what you did. Is your back
a deduction?
Did it
pay too many taxes?
Back. Does insurance cover that? Like, how does that work? Just tell me what you guys did, because I don't want to have back issues when I get older. So it's just like that.
This is so random.
This is just such a random thing. I hope you guys hung out with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is what you guys did. You hung out with us. Random episode. Appreciate you guys. Occasionally we do this where me and Dex get to catch up, and especially off these West Coast, East Coast trips, it's just sort of fun just kind of for me to kind of talk about it. Because again, we are, both of us and you guys included, we're just such fans of Hollywood and celebrity and entertainment news that it's just,
what we love to talk about.
Yeah,
it's our passions.
It is our passion. Thank you guys for watching. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you're on Instagram, follow us. Facebook, we have a private Facebook group called Off the Record, which I would tell you guys, you should really join our private Facebook group, Off the Record. You just answer a question, we'll let you in. It's a really cool community. Find me at Adam Glenn. Find Dax Holt at Dax Holt. We'll see you guys next time.
Later.
A Huda Media Production.